JM and the AM on this 3rd of August, day number 6 in the month of Menachem Av, as we are in the midst of the 9 days, back to our regular format on Monday. The OU, the Orthodox Union, has some important, serious, and really meaningful plans for this coming Tisha B'Av. The OU has taken a lead when it comes to Tisha B'Av programming over the last few years, especially as the world has gotten smaller with the capabilities of actually participating in live streams and recorded presentations on the internet. And the OU has used all of that to its advantage and to our advantage in order to become more inspired and spend Tisha B'Av in a very effective and uplifting manner. Rabbi Moshe Brandsdorfer is with us live via telephone. He directs the Orthodox Union's Torah Initiatives Department and can shed some more light on what's happening this coming Tisha B'Av, courtesy of the OU. Rabbi Brandsdorfer, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Thank you, Malcolm, for having me on. I really appreciate it and for giving me the opportunity to discuss the Tisha B'Av Kinos program presented by the OU Torah Initiatives. I'll briefly just review the few speakers that will be presenting on Tisha B'Av. Just one note that I like to point out to people when they ask whether this is another Tisha B'Av program. This program is uniquely different than, I believe, any other program because this is a live kinos program.
Right.
This gives an opportunity to people that are at home, whether they're elderly or they're young mothers or for whatever reason they can't make it to their local shul, their local synagogue. It gives them the opportunity to participate and actually get a feeling for Tisha B'Av and for the Charban Beis Hamikdash and yearn a little bit for the Geula. It should come speedily in our time. So we have an incredible lineup. Rabbi Hauer, who's Executive Vice President of the OU, of the Orthodox Union, he'll be live streaming from Baltimore, Maryland, for the morning kinnas. We have the Executive Vice President Emeritus of the OU, Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, who will be on demand all day. It's a pre-record. Rabbi Weinreb is a wealth of information. He has a fantastic kinnas program, and he goes through also some of the people, some of the notable Jewish leaders that have passed away this past year. He does a little bit of a memorial of them, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, and some of the other notable people, leaders of Klal Yisrael that passed away. We have Rabbi Stephen Weil, the CEO of Friends of IDF, coming live from Teaneck, New Jersey. And for our Achenu B'nai Yisrael that are in Eretz Yisrael, we have Rabbi Azaria Berzon coming to us from Eretz Yisrael, from the OU Israel Center, and that's obviously going to start 8:30 a.m. Israel time. So there's something here for everyone on Tisha B'Av morning.
It's interesting because you talk about round the clock programming. In theory, if someone has trouble sleeping Saturday night, they could tune in to Rabbi Berzon and hear his entire presentation as well, even if they're on this side of the world.
100%. If you get a good nap on Shabbos and you're up like me till 3 o'clock on Matzah Shabbos, 100%, you could start watching. No doubt about it.
So Rabbi Berzon will be live from Rabbi Berzon will be live from the Seymour Abrams Orthodox Union Jerusalem World Center that we know on Rehov Keren Hayesod. That'll begin as Rabbi Brandsdorfer said, a 8:30 Israel time with Shacharis. And then again, just to make this clear, I'm not trying to portray any type of rivalry, but to make it clear, Rabbi Hauer and Rabbi Weil are going to be delivering live presentations parallel, one in Baltimore and one in Teaneck.
Correct. You have an option to choose Rabbi Weil or Rabbi Hauer. You know, if you want to switch in the middle, that's also okay.
That's allowed.
Some channel surfing, as they call it. Yes, the opportunity is there for both of them. Rabbi Hauer and Rabbi Weinreb will have ASL, which is American Sign Language, for those that are hearing impaired and those that need it. The OU is very sensitive towards the whole community and the special needs community, so that they make that available as well.
All right, Moshe Brandsdorfer is with us. OU.org/Tisha B'Av, everybody. OU.org/Tisha B'Av, and they spell Tisha B'Av TISHABAV. Again, it's OU.org/Tisha B'Av for information about what's happening on Sunday. Before we get to the other things that are happening on Sunday, Rabbi Brandsdorfer, just a word. I mean, you alluded to this already, but it is. But I think it bears going in depth a drop more. It is amazing that now we have this opportunity to be in shul even when we can't go to shul, meaning that there are many people who would spend their Tisha B'Av morning in alternate ways. Obviously, it being Sunday on this side of the world, people usually don't have to go to work on Sunday, so they'll have more of an opportunity to actually be in shul, which is wonderful. But when Tisha B'Av is during the week, it becomes much more of an issue. The fact that we're able to look in and participate and be inspired, and even if one is occupied with, you know, family matters, taking care of kids, etc., having this on in the background concurrent with Tisha B'Av morning, it is such an amazing way to enhance one's and one's family's Tisha B'Av experience. And this should not be lost on anybody, that if you have not yet had the opportunity or have never taken advantage of this service by the OU, now is a really good time to start. What are your thoughts about infusing a real Tisha B'Av kinnis service into someone's household on Tisha B'Av morning?
100% Nachum. That's completely accurate. You know, people have young kids that don't necessarily go to shul on Tisha B'Av morning. The day camps are closed. The kids are going to be, especially because it's like you mentioned, it's Sunday this
right.
year.
Right.
The kids are going to be home. This is an opportunity to bring Tisha B'Av into the home, to have our kids feel a little bit of the gullus that we don't often feel in our current times. Sometimes we feel it with anti-Semitism and some of the other current events, but there's an opportunity for them to get chizuk and to get spiritual awakening towards Tisha B'Av and towards yearning for the Geula. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity, and the use of technology, the ease of technology, and the commonplace use of technology has just made it really accessible, and the OU is at the forefront of that and bringing this programming.
It is pretty amazing the stage we've gotten to, and I'm assuming that all these presentations that you mentioned, in addition to the ones that we're going to be speaking about in a moment, all these presentations, I assume, are available all day long, right? If somebody wants to see or hear any of these at 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock on Tisha B'Av day, just to keep the spirit of the day going, it's all available to them.
Yes, correct. The morning kinnos will be available all day. I will mention that the afternoon, if someone goes to the bottom of the homepage,
right.
The Tisha B'Av homepage, the OU Women's Initiative will be having stories from Holocaust survivors, inspirational stories. There will be other links available for impactful programming as well.
Plus, in addition to that, the NCSY Kumsitz of the World, which is coming directly from the Kotel, directly from the Western Wall. And now that is something that's happening toward the evening in Israel. So I guess for us in this time zone, it would be toward the early afternoon. But that's also accessible starting at 12 noon Eastern time on the OU website. So the OU Women's Initiative, NCSY Kumsitz of the World, and of course the kinnis services in multiple locations that we have the ability to access through the OU website is all going to be presented on Tisha B'Av. All the information is at OU.org/Tisha B'Av, OU.org/Tisha B'Av. You could register. You could actually get a reminder about it right now. You can actually register and get a reminder about all these events just by going to that page and checking it out. And when you go to that page on Tisha B'Av Day, there's literally one click to get to the live presentations and one click to get to the recorded presentations. It could not be any easier. Rabbi Brandsdorfer, anything else you'd like to add about what's happening this Sunday with the OU?
I just want to thank the Parkoff family for sponsoring this. They sponsor it. They've sponsored it for the last few years. People have a misnomer that virtual is free. Instead of the live streams, obviously Nachum knows from running a media company, the expense that goes into videography and all this. It's marketing. It's not cheap. But we're very excited to provide the service for the Klal, and we thank the Parkoff family for their generosity.
As Rabbi Brandsdorfer mentioned, the program is dedicated by Richard and Deborah Parkoff in memory of Avraham Ben Yitzchak HaKohen and in memory of Rachel Bluma Bas Yehoshua. All right, Moshe Brandsdorfer heads the Torah initiatives at the OU. Big day coming up Sunday. That's right. We're hoping we're not going to have to observe Tisha B'Av this year, but the likelihood is we are, and the OU is prepared with some incredible presentations, including Rabbi Hauer, Rabbi Weinrib, Rabbi Weil, and Rabbi Berzon, all participating in the presentation of Kinnis, both in the morning and all day on Tisha B'Av. All right, Brandsdorfer, I wish you an easy fast, and thanks so much to you and everybody at the OU for providing all these services for our community worldwide.
Thank you as well, Rabbi Nachum. Hope to see you in Yerushalayim very shortly.
Bezrat Hashem. Thank you so much for that. More coming up. It's JM in the AM on a Wednesday morning. Again, the website is ou.org/Tisha B'Av, ou.org/Tisha B'Av.